top three with Jess. Number three.
Calling out sick turned one woman in Baltimore into a multi-millionaire. The Baltimore City woman calls herself Sleepless Flower Girl because after this adventure, sleep was hard to come by. She's a federal employee and she called out sick due to a sinus infection. So the mother of one just felt like maybe making a smoothie would help her feel better. So she went to the Safeway on Hereford Road to buy some ingredients. And while she was there, she was like, hey, let me just buy a lottery ticket maybe. Well, the scratch-off ended up hitting the $5 million jackpot.
I love that, man.
The lucky winner said that she plans on buying a new house with her winnings.
As you should.
What?
Like, that's so rad. I love stories like that. I mean, because, like, it's cool if anybody wins $5 million, but it's even cooler when it's a story like that. Mm-hmm. Of, like, just a game of chance and, like, you just happened to be there.
She wasn't feeling good. She's a mom. Congrats.
Number two.
If you have been dreaming about the return of McDonald's snack wraps, we might finally have a date for you to look forward to. So back in December, McDonald's did confirm on Good Morning America that snack wraps would be making a comeback sometime this year in 2025. But this week, they dropped another clue on social media by posting snack wraps 0x14 2025. That means the snack wraps are coming back on the 14th of some mystery month before October, so it's likely landing somewhere between now and September. Still no official month, but fans can start emotionally preparing.
What is so good about these things?
I don't know. Everyone is so obsessed.
I don't know about these. I've heard the name, but to me, it looks like, is this the one that has like the chicken finger, the chicken strip in it? Is that the?
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yeah, but it's like the fried chicken strip, right?
Yeah, and lettuce and tortilla.
It looks like the most basic ass thing I've ever seen. And so, like, when I see this thing and I see y'all freaking out, you're just like, oh my God, I gotta get that snack wrap. I'm like, why? Y'all could literally make this at home so easily.
Okay, but I think that's the thing. Like, it's probably so simple where people were like, why are you going to take it away if it's so simple to make? And, like, that's the whole point of fast food. Like, they clearly don't have time to make it themselves. So, like, why would you take it away?
If you're, like, the stan of this person, if this wrap, if you're, like, the person that just, like, oh, my God, I love the snack wrap so bad, can you just text us and tell us why? Like, what are we missing here? Because to us, it just looks like the most basic thing you can buy.
Number one.
So, 21 years later, how does Bobby Brown really feel about Britney Spears' 2004 version of his hit song, My Prerogative? Well, apparently, the man hates it. Brown says Spears butchered his song. But apparently, Bobby doesn't really like anybody else's take on his work and doesn't think anyone did justice to any of the samples that have been used. So let's take a listen and kind of remind you. Which one do you want to play first?
Start Bobby's.
Okay.
Okay. And now we'll go to Britney, and this is... Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? Why is she hitting on it?
What is your issue?
I mean, it's literally the same song.
So here's the deal. Bobby cleared My Prerogative without hearing what they were going to do with it because he said, I trust Britney. I trust the producer that was on it, Teddy Riley. But that's something that he doesn't do anymore. So now... Ever since then, he has to listen to the finished track that is featuring his sample before he approves it. But I'm like, sir, what is the difference? Also, by the way, she includes him. You still hear him in the song? Like, she could have just sang it herself. Yeah. I think it sounds incredible. I don't know why he's upset.
It's the same thing.
It's literally the same thing.
I'm like, what? Wait,
butchered what? The words are the same. The lyrics are the same. What are you talking about?
Why is he mad about it so late? Like, why is he mad about this? The song's been out for so long.
He was doing an interview with Shannon Sharp on his podcast, Club Shay Shay, and Shannon asked him, like, whose version of your song do you love the most? And this man literally was like, nobody's. And Shannon was like, well, what about Britney? He was like, no, not even hers. He's like, what the heck? Why?
That does sound like Bobby Brown, doesn't it? Like, it kind of sounds like something Bobby Brown might say nowadays. So, okay, it's fair. It's fair. All right.
I don't agree. I think Britney's version sounds incredible.
I mean, just about the same. Yep.
This is Jess. That's your top three.